92.3 WTTS. On demand.
All right, Jenny.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
Hey, good. Great to talk to you. It's Paul Minden Hall, 92.3 WTTS with Jenny McCarthy. And Jenny, of course, Playboy Playmate and Playmate of the Year. Host of MTV, singled out, a great career in television and film, and now author. And Jenny, I don't know if we're here to talk about autism or sex this morning.
Wow, definitely about sex. I gave 3 years to autism, taking a little break, and now it's about love and lust.
Yeah, now you've got, I don't want to go down the road either, but that Oprah went down, all the Jim Carrey questions. Well, hey, what was that experience like being on Oprah?
Oprah, the first time I was on, I thought I was going to die. I mean, the nerve-wracking. You think of, like, 10 million viewers, and that's what's pumping in your brain. But this is the fourth time I've been on, and I kind of just wanted to be just the real me, and it was quite easy. There was just, you know, performing, and Oprah's awesome if you can lock into conversation with her and ignore the cameras.
I would imagine she's pretty good at that.
She's so good. I mean, I always feel so honored when she's interviewing me because it's like the best of the best. No one gets any better. She's listening to what you're saying. It's not like Larry King where he's looking over my shoulder at some hot chick walking by.
Tell me a little bit about this book. You've written a book. It's about sex.
Love, Lust, and Faking It. And the book basically is about stories of sex disaster, stories about lessons in love and failed love. And the faking it part, a lot of people think has to do with sex when really it has to be it's about women becoming their authentic selves in relationships and not being kind of phony balonies in that honeymoon phase.
Oh, I see. So this isn't what you might call a how-to book.
It's a how-to in terms of, like, spiritually making yourself better and then also laughing with my disaster sex stories.
Well, it's hard to imagine. Would you care to share one of those, a quick one here for the audience this morning?
Well, I'll just give you some chapter titles. There's you know, I talk about a booty call that went wrong. My sister, I was making an iPod of, like, the sexiest iTunes songs to have sex with, and my sister tricked me by putting all Clay Aiken songs on there. So I talk about a failed boob job where I woke up halfway in surgery with no anesthesia.
Now, let me go back to the Clay Aiken thing for just a second, because tell me, you know, we're very music-oriented here at the station. What would be a song that would make that instead of Clay Aiken you would like to have had on your iPod sexy playlist?
You know, my sister was right. She's like, if you pick any R&B songs, you can't go wrong.
Yeah, you know, I would probably have some, I can understand what you're saying. I have some LL Cool J on mine. Now, I probably shouldn't include the Four Tops anymore, right? Hey, you know, so this is from personal experience, or did you talk to some experts or what?
You mean this book-wise?
Yeah.
I do have some experts in my book. I do have, you know, for the neuroscience world, I have a chapter on why we love the people we love chemically. And then I also have Byron Katie, who's a real spiritual philosopher, on self-love and how to get more of it. And I talked to a couples therapist. I talked to hookers in Las Vegas. I flew to the Chicken Ranch and had a great night with two girls talking.
Oh, yeah, so you did some research here on all this, and plus some of your own personal stories. Now, you got your career kind of got started. You were, as I read in your bio, a Catholic schoolgirl, which automatically, you know, to most of us guys, that's like an instant, hello, yes, we're listening now. Was it the beginning really posing for Playboy?
Yes, I worked at a Polish grocery store on the south side of Chicago. While attending Catholic school my whole life. And then one day I decided to go downtown and take my luck at Playboy headquarters and became a Sucktober and posed for Playboy. So that was my first thing into the business.
Oh, man, this is your month.
Miss Sucktober.
Yeah.
For 1993, just to date back myself.
Uh-huh.
Much. Hey! But I have a hilarious story in the book about my first time posing and how I was ungroomed to the point of shock by the photographer.
Oh.
And it was a really good experience, though. It was a really good learning experience on men, understanding them, me coming into my power a little bit, it was a good time in my life and a rough time in my life.
Sounds like there's a lot of correlation here with your idea here about sex and power. A lot of correlation between the two?
Well, the thing is, I think your sex can be amazing once you're able to tap into your power the right way. I think when you can eliminate ego or insecurity, that combination can make an exceptional sex partner.
Any stories from those MTV days? Singled Out, you're hosting Singled Out there. I would imagine MTV would be a sexually charged environment.
Well, considering I was on a dating show and I had 400 single guys in the audience that I had to stand with every single show for about a year, I didn't sleep with one of them, nor during that time of Singled Out, where I call it my big heyday. I never went out. I was dating an older man. I was 21. He was 50.
Wow.
I know, but I kind of liked the idea of staying home and watching Wheel of Fortune rather than hitting the clubs in the beginning of my career. I just knew I wanted longevity and didn't want to get caught up in the partying, and I did enough partying in college to, do some brain damage. So I figured when I got to L.A., I was going to concentrate on work, and those singled out days really were quiet days at home for me.
So you're watching, you're with a 50-year-old boyfriend, and you're at home watching Wheel of Fortune.
That's right. That's what I did that whole beginning of my career.
How do you feel about Seinfeld reruns?
I love them.
Oh my God. This is great. Hey, so will you give me the title of the book and give our audience the title of the book one more time?
Love, Lust, and Faking It, Duff.
Okay, cool. Well, this sounds great. This sounds absolutely great. Look forward to reading it. Jenny, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.
92.3 WTTS. On demand.